Fayette Area Community Theater Mystery Show. Fayette Area Community Theater Mystery Show. Fayette Show. Welcome, everybody, to the Fayette Area Community Theater Mystery Show. This is KPIPLP 94.7. And you're on the Mystery Show. Welcome, everyone. I have two guests tonight. I don't have a Tommy, don't have a Josh tonight, but I have myself, Josh Kirby, and then my lovely guest over here.
I'm Bridget Hesse.
And
I bring along my dear friend, Ellen Clark, all the way from Ilkley in England.
Ooh, Ilkley.
Yes, listen to her. Don't you love that?
Marvelous, marvelous.
See, we need some culture.
Yes.
You can say anything in an accent and it would be culture.
Small town Missouri needs a little culture, okay?
I'll try my best. See, I am a Columbia girl.
Yes. I guess we...
28 years ago, so even though there are little bits and pieces of Britishness in my accent, I'm a Midwestern girl from the beginning.
Yeah, transposed, but yes, it was the funniest time, the first time I went to visit her, and she said, pass the tomato catsup, and I'm like, oh my goodness, she's turned Brit.
That's actually...
It does.
That is interesting. Kind of, it's like assimilation into the culture that I didn't know if that would happen or not.
Oh, absolutely, except tell them... what Stephen's friend used to say about you, because it gets even weirder. Let's see, you were living in Scotland, married to a Brit from America, and so her firstborn, you know, had this unusual accent. But when they were playing, what did the friend say you sounded like?
Barney.
What?
Barney.
I love.
Yeah, that was, you know, one of the only American shows.
Right. Well, now my second son, I get ridiculed from my second son's friends because they seem to think that the only thing I ever say to Alistair is, want some pizza, Allie?
And that, you revert back to Missourian.
I could go for some pizza right now, actually. That sounds kind of
It's about dinner time anyway.
Yeah, I'm looking for that. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So, topic tonight is the philanthropic side of arts. We just wanted to talk a little bit about charity givings of people in theater and what they do for charities in the arts.
And arts in general.
Yeah. So what are some of the things you're doing right now, Bridget? I know.
Josh, you had said what sparked this topic maybe was something I had sent you. And this isn't a plug because you can't join right now and it probably won't happen next year. But it was something called GishWiss, the greatest international scavenger hunt the world has ever seen.
Uh-huh.
And it was started by Misha Collins from Supernatural.
He actually started it.
Well, okay. I guess he was part of it. I don't know if he's the only one who started it, honestly. But, you know, he's kind of in charge.
Okay.
And so you sign up and you donate money. And this year's cause was Tibetan habitats. So we saved some land in Tibet so that it's, you know, safe for... animals won't be developed, won't be mined or anything like that. So that's kind of cool. And then there's all these really weird things to do. And now I got involved because my friend Josie, who used to be my student, now we do improv together. Mm-hmm. She did it last year and I helped her out with some stuff. And I thought it was so fun that I thought, oh, I'm definitely going to do it this year. So I did. And we've done some really crazy things. We had to sing Carry On My Wayward Son while wearing dental retractors.
Oh, man, I wish I could have been there for that.
Now, absolutely, the song and the dental retractors is bad enough, but the worst part of it is that in the middle of the song, you'd hear this... because you'd be drooling so bad, and you'd try to suck your spit back in, but the retractors... it was
okay. Carry on my wayward son.
And you can't even move your lips that much. Really, and it makes you very, very sharp. I listened to it because one of the close-ups was me, and it's like, ooh, I'm really sharp, because you're singing through your nose, totally, because it's like, and everything comes out your nose. It was just, oh. So there was a lot of weird things, and one of those things, there's also, besides the weird things, there's lots of geographical things. There was something in Trafalgar Square, Ellen, but I knew you were too far away to do that one. I said, yeah, it's a little long from Ilkley, but...
it's a shame you couldn't just pop over the pond and do that one.
I know, that would have been so great. But then there's also some charitable things. You know, they said make a little, gift welcome basket for newly arrived immigrants, take... you know, old bakery items to a women's shelter, you know, and you have to get permission first so you don't just dump them off at the women's shelter and things like that. But one was, this latest one was, and it's kind of a secret, so I can't say anything about it necessarily, but it was to keep something of the arts going when it looked like it was not going to be able to do that anymore. And I'm sure that there are many, many people out there who can relate to that. I mean, Fayette Area Community Theater even, you know, not too long ago looked like it wasn't going to be able to continue because there just weren't enough people, and then we lost our venue. So it takes a lot of dedication from people willing to put in, you know, time and money. So, you know, it's the resources, not only the money side of it, but just the commitment that we're going to do the show, we're going to come see the show, and we're going to make this happen.
Yes.
And that goes for not just theater, but, you know, arts in every aspect, music and dance and arts and, you know, any performance or creation of. So.
And that's the thing, too. I don't feel like you actually need a physical edifice, per se, for a theater. For theater.
No.
You don't. Because if you remember, I mean, back in the Renaissance days, back in, you know, there were all these troops that would travel around and they would not have any. They would have little boxes that they carried around on their backs, and they'd put the boxes up and they would set up their own stage and then...
Absolutely.
You don't need a building.
You really don't need a building. That's more for the comfort of the audience rather than the performers. And if you're a true performer, you will perform anywhere. And look at how many street performers we have right now. I mean, you know, not necessarily in a small town maybe, but even in Columbia we have a lot of street performers. You know, so you do not need a venue necessarily.
It depends
on, you know, what you want to do, but you can always start. And there's that old saying, you know, well, I've got a barn. I mean, you really can. You know, Fayette Area Community Theater has done stuff in basements, in, you know, on the square, in the park, all over the place. So, well, what's that?
Speaking of barns.
Hey, Ellen, what was the performance over in December? I mean, was it the Mummers or something, or?
In
close to your area, didn't you have, wasn't there a specific...
Oh, you don't mean the Macmillan fashion show?
That's what you did, yeah. And
for,
that...
to raise money for the cancer charity in Britain. And that was great fun. I really enjoyed that.
And so that was...
on the catwalk.
Actually, I do seem to remember taking a modeling course then. Thought was the requirement in a previously run finishing school.
The seven ideals.
My being on a catwalk.
So, oh yeah.
I was really pleased to go up on the catwalk with beautiful dresses and shoes from four retailers in Britain, and it was great fun.
That's awesome.
I will do that as long as they keep asking me.
Then were the dresses auctioned off or for sale?
They weren't auctioned, but people could buy them on the night.
Ah, okay.
People went along and had a dinner, so the money money. They raised about £15,000 for charity.
Oh my gosh.
My goodness. And
it was really a lovely event, and they had like performers as well, and our bet was just
Any venue.
I loved going and having my 15s with these retailers, and then of course it all benefits the charity in the end.
That's so wonderful.
And, yeah, it was great. I loved it.
And
who doesn't like to do the girly things with the hair and the makeup and the clothes and the shoes?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I do.
Well, I bet we could convince Josh to do that. I really do. I think we could.
Hey, I tell you what. Being in theater for, 19 years now,
my goodness, yeah.
I have been in a dress before. I have walked in heels before. And I don't care who knows it.
There you go. There you go. You wear it well. You've still got your manhood under those heels. So, real quick, translate £15,000 for us. What's the exchange rate about right now?
1.3.
Okay. So, not quite. It wouldn't be doubled, but...
Yeah, something.
So,
20,000. 20,000
dollars? All right.
My mathematically gifted son has just told me.
Thank you, Alistair. Say hi, Alistair.
I would like to take the credit for that myself, but no, it's not mine.
Neither is it mine.
Speaking of charitable events, I actually just read this on Facebook, of all places where you would read something. But I'm pretty sure it's accurate, though.
Okay.
I think. Have you heard of the Clinton incident where the police officer was killed in the traffic?
Yes,
okay,
I have.
Yeah. So, have you heard of Hertz Donuts?
Yes. Yes, I know Hertz Donuts. They came through Boonville just recently, right?
They were awesome. Those
things
were amazing.
They look so great. I didn't get over to get any,
We bought a couple of dozen and didn't end up eating all of them. I should have shared more whenever. But I was kind of like,
I got to have these. And then you get a little sugar shock. But
well, I just read that they raised $35,000 for the family of the officer who lost his life in Clinton.
No way. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
Yeah. So no plugs or anything, but that's freaking awesome.
That is freaking awesome.
Go out.
And, you know, a lot of things like that do pop up. People are very willing to, throw in their talents or their time or their resources when there's a need like that,
mm-hmm.
and that truly is a need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always need to support things like the bigger things, Red Cross, cancer
society,
you know, all of these big things that are doing so much. But at the same time, sometimes it is very helpful to help your neighbor, you know,
grassroots.
Somebody right there
grassroots.
Who needs it, you know.
Well, I'm sure you heard about the Manchester arena bombing.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that concert that was held after that for the families of the victims of the bombing raised an awful lot of money, millions.
Oh, wow.
Families as well, which is just a fantastic thing, and they pulled it together so quickly. It was all put together very quickly after the event. I mean, unfortunately, then there was this London bombing as well.
Oh, yeah.
And it's incredible what people do when there's that outpouring of emotion.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because, you know, think about it. You know, when you're 13 years old, you should start to be getting some more independence and be able to go to things like that without
absolutely.
Getting bombed, going off. I was 13 when I went to my first Sean Cassidy concert. And think that people aren't able, well, it's not that they're not able to do that, but on this occasion it went very badly wrong, and 22 people lost their lives.
Right.
Yes.
So it's amazing how people can pull it together and make these things do good for people who have tragic circumstances.
Really does make you feel like everyone always says love is more powerful than hate, and that's an example
right there.
Everybody come together.
It's absolutely true, and it also outlines the fact that there are really good people in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, yes, there are people who commit crimes, and yes, there are people who hurt other people for no good reason, but there are an awful lot of really good people out there, very very kind and caring and giving people who want to see people whose lives have been touched by chastity benefit. And yeah, it's there's evidence of that everywhere.
And I think it can be even something so very small. You just really have no idea the impact you might have by turning to someone and say, "Wow, you look great today." Yeah. Or, you know,
a smile walking past somebody on the street.
Or, you know, loaning a pencil or a tissue. And, you know, it's something that I may be one of those crazy people still, but I will walk up to people and say, you know, "Oh, you're doing a great job as a mom. Oh, you look beautiful in that dress," you know. And it's something that you're moved to do. You don't have to wait for the model to walk by in the dress. You see a beautiful woman who may or may not be overweight, may or may not be old, may or may not be haggard from a day's work, but, you know, still looks great and certainly could use a compliment no matter what. And yeah, you say that, and that could make the whole difference of the rest of the evening, mm-hmm. the rest of the week, maybe the rest of somebody's life. I mean, those small things, you never know how they're going to impact you in just a few more minutes. You know, that might be the difference between, you know, if you loan somebody a pencil so that they can write a check or a note, then they're not frustrated, they don't go home, and they don't get mad at their kids, so their kids don't run away and, you know, jump in a car and have a tragic car mm-hmm. accident or something. I mean, so many things are connected that way, and it does not take much at all to, yeah, just smile yeah. or just say thank you mm-hmm. for
Absolutely.
Anything. Yeah.
No, I agree with that wholeheartedly. You know, there are so many really good people in this world, you know, and there's so many ways that you can give back.
Yes.
You know, when you realize you've been very lucky in your own life, and a lot of people haven't been, there are a lot of ways you can give back. And, you know, it's
what's
about.
Speaking of, oh, actually, a little update here. Always want to put in a little mm-hmm. bit of news or some events that
Absolutely.
Are going on. Do you have anything that you might think of that's coming up, Bridget?
Well,
I'm putting you on a spot.
Yeah, you're putting
okay.
me on the spot. Listen, I'm thinking, you know, I mean, of course, we have several things for FACT coming up. Mm. We've got the movie night coming up on Sunday,
the 19th,
August
or the
20th.
The 20th,
right
yes.
before the eclipse. Mm. We have, have we finalized the dates for the 5K?
For the 5K, yes, that's the...
I am running that, I will have you know. I'm running that right.
Are you coming?
Are you really?
You better come.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
I have discovered that when I was still in the UK.
Oh,
this must be a different one.
Right. An eclipse one? Very cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
In fact, I've been challenged.
Is there a...
And I'm worried because it's twice as long as mine are.
Which one is that?
So what date is that? That's...
That's the 20th.
On the 20th
oh,
also.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So... Well, we will have to be there to cheer you on. Yeah.
Anybody who cheers me on gets breakfast on me.
Oh, there
nah,
we go.
I'd definitely be there.
Fayette has 2,900 people. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a lot of cheese.
I have to use my alias.
There you go. Let's see. Boonville is doing an eclipse painting
that
afternoon,
That's cool.
Sunday afternoon, so the 20th.
There's probably so many things that are going on the 21st. That
oh,
I
can't.
A lot
imagine.
Of CMU stuff. I'm
a lot
sure.
of CMU
yeah.
stuff. The high school is going to try to do some stuff.
Mm.
The
23rd is the cosplay 5K that Fayette Area Community Theater is sponsoring, and that is a 5K and costume contest all rolled into one. Yeah. So you should come for that one
yeah,
instead.
Yeah, you could do that one, too.
And you could wear your high heels.
Is that first one you mentioned, the Fayette race?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay, because there must be a few races around.
I think mm-hmm. there probably are. You
I'm
know,
sure.
And
yeah.
It's kind of like so many things are going on all the time. Roots and Blues is coming up.
That's right. That's
the
on.
Same weekend as the Fayette Wine Walk, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the 30th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then Crafts and Drafts is coming up.
Is that in October
I think that's
or
in
September?
October.
That's October.
Okay, and mm-hmm. these are all in Fayette?
Roots and Blues is what Jeff City.
That's in. Is that Roots? Jeff City. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. I thought it might be. Yeah.
In Columbia.
Yeah, we should make a list beforehand, I guess, before we start talking about
that.
That
would make
things,
too much sense.
Yeah. And we get too far out. I don't know. I can't quite think of anything else.
There is. We don't have any improv sessions coming up here.
No,
so
we're
just
probably not
until
October or November.
As far as arts, I'm not sure about
Blackwater
the CMU schedule.
Blackwater will be doing the Haunted Stroll again. I think that's the first two weekends of October.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So that's always fun. That's fairly family friendly. It's not, you know, a gory haunted house. There's a little bit of scare, but it's not too bad.
And you need a vampire, is that?
No, that was another Gishwish thing, to do the vampire werewolf Nerf gun war.
Well, yeah, but you need a... that's my resume, is that I'm a
vampire. So,
yeah. Not so much werewolf. I'm more... If they need a vampire or something, I can...
Vampire, not werewolf. Okay, definitely so.
Actually, I don't really care about whatever. That sounds like so much fun.
It is. It really is. Yeah, this year, you know, ought to definitely do it. So,
yes.
Have to work on that one.
But we are 94.7 KPIP LP, of course. Always local. Looking out the window today, and it's beautifully... clear skies and everything. Yeah, it looks really nice.
I know. How about this weather, Ellen? Usually you come and it's terrifically hot.
I know. It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. I walked for 45 minutes and I was not completely soaked. Yeah, I was wanting to go. It was perfect. It was absolutely perfect.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's been wonderful. I hope it lasts.
Yes, really.
Running 5K and in, you know, really sweltering heat.
Oh my gosh!
Is a very different prospect.
I can't imagine. I don't run anymore. Even when things chase me, I'd rather duck and cover.
Well, no, I think the races are a great idea. I don't remember hearing about those before. I wonder if that's a new thing.
Yeah, we'll have to put it out there and make sure more people hear about it.
Yeah, so, the cosplay 5K. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a blast. I haven't put out the Facebook event yet, but it's coming up tonight. I'm going to put that out there and tell your friends. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a blast.
But you have to wear a costume. We'll have to go to Leo's and find something.
You don't have to. You don't have to wear a costume to be in it.
Yes, you do.
You might have to, as Bridget tells you to. I don't know. But you can still compete without a costume if you want to.
But it's no fun.
Yeah, you don't get any prizes if you don't show up in a costume.
And
so
I mean,
you might as well come.
What a great challenge is not only to do the 5K, but do it in a costume.
Grand prize, you could get free tickets to the Wine and Spirits Walk.
Sina, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have to replenish those calories after you burn them off.
Exactly. Have you heard about those runs? I think there are actually beer 5Ks and beer...
Oh, see, that's more my
beer-a-thons,
style.
You know, there are beer-a-thons where people...
Is that right? Yeah.
They run and they have beer points where you grab a beer and you have to chug one or something, or you have to drink.
Gosh.
I don't think you have to chug it, but you get beers.
You know, do you get points for vomiting?
Maybe. Judge of
his
scorecards.
I'm just not sure I can do that one.
I hear these weird other ones too. They're like barbecue rib 5Ks. Like you start off and you eat some ribs and then you start running and there's different points that you check in. Yeah. I would do that. I mean, how much would that registration cost?
If
you get a...
I could walk real slow and eat lots.
Instead of a shirt, you get a bib.
Okay, I want to do a crab leg 5K.
Yeah.
There we go. Lobster tail 5K. That'll work.
They probably have that in Maine.
Probably do. Road trip.
Wisconsin cheese 5K.
Yes, yeah. It's a shame it's not a triathlon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you still doing the triathlons? Yeah.
Are you? Do you do triathlons?
Triathlon. Yes, I do triathlons. Oh, I had a very interesting story happen that got me into triathlons, and that's that I moved to our current street. it just so happened that about five different people were doing the triathlon that year, and my friend said to me, oh, are you doing it? And I was about 6 months away from my 40th birthday, and I thought, you know what? I need a challenge for my 40th birthday. And so I thought, yes, I can swim. I don't think I'll be drowning. They won't have to use the big hook on a stick to get me out of the pool. And I had to do 20 lengths of the pool. And then I thought, well, I can ride a bike, but I was not, you know, the professional type of rider that you think a lot of people who do triathlons do it. I had a mountain bike. Didn't have any of the funny gear, you know, the pointy helmets or anything like that. I was just doing it as a normal person, and even my chain came off.
Oh my goodness.
And running, yes, I could run, but at that time I was only running 10 minutes to the school to drop the kids off in the morning and 10 minutes to come back, and then doing that when I picked them up in the afternoon. So it wasn't something I was doing a whole lot of. And it was a sprint distance, so it was 20 lengths in the pool, and then 15K on the bike, and then 5K running.
Okay.
And I did that triathlon, and I never felt so good in my whole life.
Wow.
And I don't remember ever even running races in school when I was in Missouri. That, to me, was my first race ever. And I think I'm about to do my sixth triathlon.
Oh, wow.
When I go back in September, I absolutely love it.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I got to get a piece of this action. That sounds
like... The nice thing about triathlons as well is people do them for all sorts of reasons.
Yes, yes.
People do raise money for charities when they do them as well. And it's, you know, it's a really nice personal challenge. If you're not someone who goes out and does a lot of racing, it's nice to have a race of some distance and sort on your calendar just to challenge yourself. And, you know, you'd be very surprised what you can do. Very surprised.
I seem to just be chasing my tail trying to get normal things done. I'm amazed when somebody can say they walked for 45 minutes. I'm like, oh, I still have 30 minutes to get home, and then I have to feed the ponies, and I have to feed the cats, I have to give Rowan his medicine, and then I have to...
You know. You do your upper body exercises, shoveling and...
There we go.
Pulling feed bags and all that business.
Yeah, I swear, you know, you work real hard, and sometimes it's very frustrating developing all that muscle. You know, I'm sure you've, you know, figured that out too, you know, though you're very fit. It's sometimes frustrating how the scale says things to disappoint you.
I ignore that thing.
Oh, right.
Believe it.
Well, because that's it, you know, I mean, after I've it's like, oh, I loaded, you know, 150 bales of hay onto the trailer out of the field and into the barn, and I gained 2 pounds. Whoopee. You know, I sweat 4 buckets, but gained 2 pounds.
Yeah, but, you know, that doesn't necessarily reflect the fact that you feel fitter, and you probably are fitter, because muscle doesn't take up the mass that... That does, isn't that right?
Well, mine kind of battles. I think I've kind of got...
You know?
Mine's equal parts fat and muscle.
But, no, it's still good. It's still very... I learned to surf last weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's so cool. I've never done
that. That takes an awful lot more upper body than I thought it would.
Really? I would think that's all core.
Yeah. The ways to get that board to the right position. Hang
10. Oh, yeah, okay.
I enjoyed it far more than I thought I would.
Oh, wow.
That's a great, great sport.
Ellen, have you ever done these tough mudders?
Funny you should say that. I haven't. I've supported people doing it, and I think next year I will, because... where we are, there's one not far from where we live, and I think if you help out the first day, you get it for free the next day.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Your entry fee. So I think I might do that. I think I might volunteer on the one day and then do it the That's cool. But yeah, my friend just did it, and it's really good. I did something called the Yorkshire Warrior that is similar to the Tough Mudder, in that they put obstacles of a certain type along. I think it's about 15 miles. I think it's about like a half marathon
route. Oh my gosh.
And you get these obstacles that they put up. One of them is ice water, where you have to dunk down into ice water and go under a log. And then they've got ones that are like you have to climb a ladder, you know, using just your upper body. There's like a climbing wall. There's the big, you know how on Ninja Warrior they have the big, you know, beat the wall, beat the wall.
Yeah, that recurve wall.
And they have, oh yes, and the electric shocks.
Oh!
Shocks.
See, that's what I don't look forward to if I do one of those.
And you pay to do this.
Sort of strands of lights kind of hanging down.
Go crazy.
You're supposed to run through them and not get shocked.
Oh my goodness.
But I think one of my friends was running through and someone else was falling down. It didn't work out very well. But yes, no, I would like to. I'd like to do the Tough Mudder is my answer. And I think a portion of their money goes to charity as well. I mean, that's a lot of the races that I do. They do put a portion of the entry fees toward the charity. And especially the ones that are run by charities. But yes, you could literally race every single week if you wanted to. There's so much around.
Wow.
I did one thing. Whenever I worked at the casino up here in Boonville, at the Ala Capri, there was a drawing for, I mean, you'd have to put in so much money for this drawing. And I think there were probably like three of us that did it. But the prize was you got to rappel from the Capitol Tower or something in
cool.
Jeff City. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be fun. That
yeah.
Would be fun.
And since there were only three people, I pretty much pretty easily won that, and I got to go and rappel.
Excellent.
It was like 100 feet up, I think.
But you have to do these things before all the sand goes out of the hourglass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely, but you also shouldn't think that it's too late because,
maybe.
You know, I mean, there are so many.
Skydiving with my sister-in-law a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's right.
Skydiving? That's fun. No, I love doing that.
It's true. That's what you need to do.
You
need to get that bucket list written and start kicking them off.
Absolutely. I think, it's never too early or late. That I had both my kids write bucket lists a long time ago. And so, of course, some things have changed, but, you know, it was like some things that I could try to make sure that happened for them, you know. Something like Fade wants to go to Japan, but...
Swimming with dolphins.
Right, swimming with the dolphins.
Wasn't that right?
Uh-huh, yep. We swam with Jenny, who was the star in Jaws 3, I think it was.
Huh.
Yeah. But she had a hurt fin, so she had to flip over. And so we got to lay completely down on her stomach, or lie completely down on her stomach, and then she swam upside down. It was very cool.
That's cool.
It was awesome.
Where did you go to do that?
We actually went to Discovery Cove, which was part of SeaWorld, and you know, if you're an environmentalist, there's some issues. you know, really cool things sometimes aren't the greatest for our environment and our animals and things like that, so you have to kind of weigh out everything. It was something that I'm glad I did. I probably will never do it again. You know, I have mixed emotions about SeaWorld and
how they treat the animals and
animals
everything.
In captivity
general. Yeah.
Mm. You know. But then there's also the other side of it. If they're not in captivity, probably eventually they won't be around.
That's true.
So it's kind of a fine line, and you just have to make the right choices at the right time and look for the best options of, you know, who's treating everything right and, you know, fairly and stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, it was a great experience, but, you know, I do feel bad. You know, we were certainly exploiting the dolphins, but, you know, I I'll never get close to a dolphin in my backyard pond, so yeah. We're going to have swim with the water moccasins.
Oh, I know. It could happen.
Very true, very true.
Ellen, you were talking earlier about horses. What do you do with horses?
Are you talking me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I was a copy editor for many years after I graduated and moved to Britain. But I've always had a creative brain, and my mother used to tell a story about how I used to lock myself away in my bedroom and create things. You know, my creator's brain was going. So what I did when I worked from home as a freelance copy editor while my kids were small, and then as they grew up, I just had this idea that I wanted to create this toy that's a horse toy. That doesn't have stick, like a hobby horse, doesn't have hard plastic eyes that can be swallowed and choked on, and it fits round, so it's a wearable horse with a tail at the back and the head at the front.
Huh.
And so I sold them at craft fairs and things like that, but what's most recently sort of taken over in my mind is that I also would like them to raise money for animals in need.
Another story.
And so I've had some charities sell them on their behalf. They can also put their logo on them and sell them as their own product. And they get their cut for the charity, and I get mine for the making of them. And it's working pretty well. So I'd like that to raise more money for more horses and donkeys in need.
What about recently, who did you send one to?
Oh, yes. yes, there's also the celebrity angle that I've been pursuing. And so I sent one to Prince George, who is now 3 years old. He's just turning 4 years old, who is the great-grandson of the Queen. And that one nearly worked because I got a lovely letter back from Kensington Palace, from the private secretary to the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, Will and Kate. And they said they were really so pleased that I had made that for him. But because it's a commercial product, meaning that it's not something that I've just made myself, which it couldn't be because it needs to be safety tested and everything.
Right.
You're going to sell them as a product that you're manufacturing. So they couldn't accept it. But I also sent one and personalized it as well to the Queen's granddaughter, Zara Phillips, who is now Zara Tyndall because she married rugby player Mike Tyndall, and they have a daughter who's 3 years old named Mia, and she kept it.
Oh, that's cool.
So she is galloping with my horse, hopefully, as we speak, and Zara is she's an Olympic silver medal winner in show jumping. So I sent her some little show jumps with her horse, and hopefully she's got that out and is maybe even pretending to show jump while her mother is show jumping for real. So that's my latest venture.
We'll look for pictures in some of the gossip magazines and see if we see Ellen's little horse on that.
Someone famous.
Yes, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yes, definitely. That is the celebrity angle that I'm pursuing. But yes, the charity angle is one very near and dear to my heart, though, I must say. I've been around to some of these animal charities, and the people who run these charities are so kind-hearted. They're doing it, you know, really for the right reasons, and a lot of the animals were many as I can. So,
yeah, another good philanthropic art thing.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame. Sometimes people don't realize what they're getting into when they take on an animal. And,
exactly. I mean, incredible how sometimes they don't trim their hooves.
Yeah.
And that can make them go lame, contact.
Yeah.
But no, it's nice to see animals being taken care of. You know, obviously they can't take care of themselves. And,
right.
Most instances. So yeah, it's nice to do my part. I'd like to get more charities on board and help more animals.
It's kind of a good angle. Excuse me. If we're really wanting to do that flash mob with vampires and wolves or werewolves,
we should put
some charity in, if we get
charity. You know, yeah.
All kinds
even,
of people come out of the woodwork.
Just a simple, like food pantry. Bring an item, or paws. Bring a pet thing.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. We only have tomorrow to do it, though. That's the problem.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah, but we could steal that idea and use it as a future fundraiser,
in
some way, some other time. So, yeah, that would be okay.
So you have to do this.
Have you ever done a flash mob, Ellen? Of any kind?
No, I have not. Yeah. But it sounds like a lot of crazy fun.
I did when I went to L.A. several years ago, and during the L.A. Film Fringe Festival, we took part in a huge bubble war. And I can't remember what part of L.A., but everybody just showed up down on this square with tons of bubbles and bubble makers. And we were ninja bubblers, and so we did a whole thing in the parking lot, and crept up in our ninja outfits. And then we realized we had defective bubble guns, and so we decided we'd just create tragic, amazing deaths anytime someone came near us with their bubbles, since we couldn't reload. So yeah, the flash mobs are kind
of
cool.
I did a flash mob. Well, I've done a couple of flash mobs, actually. One of them was a good idea. It was actually a dance that we had helped put together, and one person started dancing in the Central Methodist University cafeteria, and then a bunch of other people started dancing, and it was choreographed, so it was a really good dance.
Oh,
it was
awesome.
An awesome idea. And the second one, not so good idea, we did a streetcar named Desire in the cafeteria as well, and it was the violent portion where he was about to hit Stella.
Didn't go very well.
Yeah, one of the students stepped up and said something and was about to beat up one of the actors. And we were like, stop.
It's a scene. It was a horrible idea. Yeah, you could run into things like that if, somebody takes it the wrong way or doesn't know what's going on.
Didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
Well, that's about it for us here at Fade Area Community Theater Mystery Show. I want to thank Bridget Hussey and Ellen Clark for being here tonight.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. It was a very interesting conversation about the philanthropic arts. Hopefully have another one coming up here in the next couple of weeks. Another recording.
Okay.
So, but anyway... that's for us, 94.7 KPIPLP, and listen for us.
Yeah.
At Fayette Area Community Theater Mystery Show. Fayette Area Community Theater Mystery Show. Fayette Show.